Dozens of voters sat down with members of the Election Commission in the Lusac Library Wilda Marsden Theater to tell their stories in one-on-one interviews. Jed Whitaker was one of them. He voted a question ballot, and he was angry to find out that his vote was not counted. He argued with Commission member Sue Kinney.
You are required to follow election law, and you didn't do it.
I did.
No, you didn't.
Well, you have to address that.
No, tell me how you follow the election law when you do not count my vote.
Sir,
tell me
I'm
how.
I'm going to sit here and argue with you.
About half the precincts ran out of ballots during the April 3rd municipal election, resulting in a huge number of question ballots. And some voters reported they were turned away at the polls. Mandy Gershon was an election worker at Muldoon Baptist Temple. She brought a list of names of people she had to turn away and described the chaos on election night.
We ran out of question ballot envelopes, so I went to Creekside to find out what they were doing. They said they were taking a list of names, so I started doing that once I got back. But then I ran to Muldoon Elementary because I knew they had put in a request for more question ballot envelopes because they had borrowed some of ours. They hadn't recopped yet, so we tried going to Bartlett, and they only had five left, so they weren't going to share. So I went back and started making a list of names, but by then the chairman was telling people they couldn't vote there.
Other voters and election workers reported trouble reaching the clerk's office with questions on voting day, broken seals on AccuVote memory cards, and running out of ballots and envelopes. Gwen Matthew is the chairman of the Election Commission. She says the commission is collecting as much information as possible.
We are here to ascertain if they were able to vote or if they weren't, how they were processed, that type of thing. We're also interviewing precinct chairs to find out what went on in their precinct that day. We're attempting to find a qualified answer, an idea of how many people actually were unable to vote. And from this mass of information that we're collecting, we will make recommendations to the assembly.
The ACLU of Alaska is collecting sworn affidavits from people who say they could not vote and calling on the Anchorage Assembly to appoint an independent investigator. The Assembly says they're waiting on a report from the commission before making a decision. Matthew says it will likely be another week before the commission presents their report to the Assembly. Today's special meeting is the last opportunity to be interviewed by the Election Commission in person. The second and final public meeting of the Election Commission begins at 4 p.m. at City Hall and runs until 7:30. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.